Hello. The story you're about to hear is true, or at least mostly true. You have been warned.
Welcome to Tell That One Story, an anecdotal podcast to brighten your day. I'm your co-host, Liz.
And I'm Jeremy.
And how's it going, Jeremy?
It's been going pretty good. Made it through the holidays. I survived.
Yay, me too. How many Christmas Prince movies did you watch?
So we're going to go there. I watched none, although I have a confession.
Oh, I like confessions.
I did not watch a Christmas Prince movie, but I did try to search and find a DVD. Yeah, DVD for you. But you are right. You cannot buy these. All you can ever do is download them. You can purchase them for download, but there's no way I can buy a DVD and send it to you.
Well, not legally. Yeah. So it's really your own limitation. But if you didn't have a chance to absorb all 20 plus Christmas Prince movies, what did you end up watching?
So actually, me and my girls are creative writing some stuff on the side. I don't want to cross-pollinate cheesy.
I have allergies. Achoo!
And somebody who has read some of our stories actually recommended that we check out this show called Kipo on Netflix. Have you seen it?
And Age of the Wonder Beasts.
Yeah!
I love Kipo. Yes. It's amazing. It's like the most adorable little monsters and so much sassy attitude. Oh, it's so good.
I'll be honest, it is very weird. It's a very weird show to really wrap your head around because
True.
You don't know, there's just so much odd stuff going on. I don't know where, you can't.
I don't understand it. I don't like it. I can't put this in a little box for myself. No. I hate it.
You can't place it. You can't place what reality is. But after the first episode, I had to watch the next one because the characters are really well done. They're just really interesting people and they're funny. It keeps you laughing really hard, especially that the main character, she's just this.
Yeah.
So you've seen it, right? You know the main character. How would you describe her?
Kipo is like a teenager, but sassy and like annoyingly positive.
Yes, that's it.
They're in a world and there's this environment she goes into that's incredibly dangerous. She's like, okay, I'm going to go out on my own and do it. And then she almost dies multiple times. And yeah, they're like,
kills herself all the time. All the time.
She's, you can't almost win with the power of positive thinking. So then she's paired up with her polar opposite, who's like, everything's trying to kill you and everything's the worst. So that banter back and forth is hilarious. And I love it. And then she has adorable little pig friend.
Yeah. So the premise, and I don't think this will give it away for people who are listening, it's a post-apocalyptic show, right? Like it's after the apocalypse and it's animated and it's kind of that funny, interesting.
It's kind of an anime style, but
it's
Netflix produced.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you can't place the character, like the world, and yet she goes out into this post-apocalyptic world with all this positivity and it's just really dark, yet she's super happy and then she kind of wins everybody over, or she's starting to win people over with this energy she has and this humor.
Right. And music. Always music. There's singing.
Oh, that, yeah. And like, I think every episode has a significant, or a song that happens that you can tell people actually, they're real singers.
Yeah, no, they're very talented. They definitely sing. Though there is one episode where John Hodgman plays a wolf that raps, and I don't think he's a professional rapper. I know he's not. It's just so, they rap about science. It's like, it's hard to explain because it's just this weird, but science is also there.
Yeah. And these outlandish things that happen and you're like, how is that even going to tie back? And you're part of that journey. You're like, this is crazy. And why would anybody ever do this kind of journey? Or why would anybody have this kind of concern? And all of a sudden it's real. You meet the characters that are in it and they're so lovable and funny or tragic and cute. And then some random thing shows up, beast of some crazy creation.
They're wonder beasts. They don't necessarily make
sense. They really don't.
Example being the bees in this world. Like Buzz Buzz Bees are called dubstep bees, like electronic dance music, and they communicate through wub wubs and flashing lights. Who even thinks of this? Yeah. Were you on drugs? Probably, but
yeah.
They were positive drugs. They were happy drugs.
Yeah, totally.
But also, I started watching this show maybe about a year ago. Anyway, it was pre-2020, I think. Yes. So it was pre our version of the apocalypse. And it's weird how it seems to have more relevance in many ways to me, of like approaching when things are falling apart with a positive attitude.
It does.
At the very least, like, wow, our entire society hasn't collapsed and there aren't giant beasts running around. So we're doing pretty good.
That was part of it. You watch it and you're thinking, wow, this is pretty chaotic. And then all of a sudden you look out the window and you're like, eh, this could happen. I would be surprised.
Yeah, I could see that. Just, you know, this is just 50 years from now. Or
five.
Probably more.
Who knows?
Or five. I also like how everyone still has cool haircuts and a serious attitude. And there's actually a great representation, like a diversity of characters and backgrounds and choices and stuff like that, which hasn't happened a lot in cartoons that I grew up with.
We only had simple cartoons back in my day.
We only had simple cartoons. Mm-hmm. Like they only talk about violence, like Tom and Jerry or Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Are you the one who told me that there were actual rules around Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner?
No, but it does not surprise me. They need rules in their world. Like,
yeah,
the Roadrunner can't speak.
Oh, obviously the coyote never wins. Dang it, I need to look this up now, because there are rules. Someone was telling me like there were three or four rules that all animators had to follow when they were writing for Wile E. Coyote. And
okay, well, now you have your homework for our next episode. So write that down. Take notes in class. Be a good podcaster and you'll get a gold star and a cookie.
Okay, you ready to get this started?
I am so ready. I realize right now I should have drank more coffee. So I'm going to pretend like I had more mm-hmm. coffee. So I have a story to tell. It's not like a super, no one's urinating in this story or trying to.
That one was epic, I swear.
There are no severed pig's heads in this one. So this story is just plain old embarrassing. So let me set the scene. It is the past. This is maybe a decade ago. I'm working at a company that, let me see how detailed I want to go.
Be careful. Don't share too much details to protect the innocent.
They were never innocent.
They were never innocent. Do I get to make up more fake names for this?
Sure. Okay. I worked at a company that it doesn't really matter what they did. It was sort of like your regular office.
It's kind of boring, right? Can we just say commercial real estate?
Sure. I'm working at an office for a commercial real estate firm that sells houses that look like teapots.
Can we call it Mrs. Potts Commercial Real Estate?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
So anyway. It actually has no bearing on what I do other than this is before I actually was in my career. It started as a temp admin job and then became a full-time admin job where I was processing contracts.
You just owned it like a boss. And all of a sudden, like,
yeah, well, I was really good at it until I got super bored of it. And then I was less good at it because I got super bored. In classic Liz fashion. Mm. So Mrs. Potts was like, you know what, kids? Every year at this company, Liz, you may not know this because you're new. We have a pancake breakfast that we do on the day before Thanksgiving to celebrate Thanksgiving. So somebody brings in a little griddle and they make pancakes and then it's like a potluck. And we had a full kitchen too, that helps. So like someone could make cinnamon rolls.
Got it.
You know, get like a little tube.
Sausage, bacon.
Yeah, the pancakes were really the star. Maybe you bring kind of orange juice. Jeremy,
were they shaped like a star? Or just circle pancakes?
No, now they are. Now in my memory, they are. It was stars and teapots pancakes. That's all.
Were there crumpets?
No, it wasn't that cool.
It wasn't that intense.
It was like a pancake breakfast, but with teapots. Okay, Jeremy. So if you were invited to the office teapot pancake party, what would you bring?
So if I was being devious, I would want to make bacon because I know how much that would smell.
Oh, yeah. See, it's funny that you
because I would want to
that sorry, you thought of yeah. that in advance, that you're like aware well, of what would happen if that happened.
People love bacon,
yeah,
aka my kids, and I hate making it because my whole place smells like bacon grease for at least 6 hours afterwards.
Right.
And so, if I was feeling devious, I would make bacon because everybody loves it, but then nobody thinks about, oh my gosh, the after smell and how pervasive it is afterwards for 6 hours. And it would kind of be like a ha ha, I'm going on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So that I like how you that story works out for you in your hypothetical. What if perhaps you were like new at the company and like the lowest on the totem pole, like an admin or something, and you're like, I'm gonna do a special treat for everybody, and make bacon.
And work. Well, okay. So real Jeremy, not trying to be a little bit crazy or just...
Do you want to tell my story? Because you're real close.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. This is amazing. That's all right. No. You answered the question, which I just think it's hilarious. You're like, ah, ha, ha, I'll plot against them. And I was like, that is not how it went for me. Go ahead.
I don't know what I would make. I might make like some kind of breakfast deviled egg version where you can bring it ahead of time.
Right. Exactly. Something pre-cooked. You bring it. Maybe even bagels and cream cheese if people are not into pancakes. Hell, even butter is a reasonable thing. But I'm like, oh no, I'm going to show off because I want to suck up to everybody in the company. And I'm like, I'm the newest person. None of that matters. But it also is not like ready for a power move such as bacon time, because you've already seen through like what could actually happen if you're like, because you're coming at it from a place of confidence that I did not have at that time, or foresight, right? Like,
I probably didn't have either.
Yeah, no. So I'm like early 20s and I'm just like, I'm going to show everyone I'm great. I'm going to do something that's extra work, but because I'm willing to work hard, and everyone loves bacon. So I'm like, I'm going to bring bacon.
You literally brought bacon. But no. You cooked it at home. Is that right? You cooked it from home.
No, that would be the smart thing. I was like, they're going to have a skillet there.
Oh, did I take your story?
No, you did. But I love, oh, no. You didn't know this, which is great. But what I love is how you approached it as like, this is a really bad thing to do and will have a negative impact on everybody in a way that I did not foresee at all.
We need a timeout.
Okay, timeout.
We've got a timeout. I'm so sorry. What are we going to do? Because I think I feel like I just stole.
No. Don't worry. No, you didn't.
We can roll with this.
The story.
Okay.
Gets better. The story starts with the bacon.
I'm crying. I can't believe that is what happened.
Yeah. No, it's great.
So you're like, oh, this is a great idea. I'll think of bacon, and the whole thought of how bacon smells never occurred.
Well,
to you.
No, but like bacon smells good, not the permeating. Like, oh man. Yeah, it just like maybe so we start in the kitchen and there's a griddle, and so I was like, I'll use some of this, and then they're like, somebody else brought an extra griddle, and I was like, great, so one could be pancakes, one could be bacon, but now the kitchen's really full, and so people are like, oh, bacon smells great from my desk, I guess, you know, they're not really saying it, they're I remember there being a sense of like, why are people hesitant about thanking me for bacon? And I think it was because they were like, they knew what was happening and where this was going to go. And I was just like, everybody loves bacon. Oh my gosh.
There was a huge thing like 10 years ago where there was bacon everywhere. I feel like it was a movement where people had like bacon gloves, you know, let's eat bacon all the time.
Bacon and cheese, bacon. Well, I think, and I could be wrong. We can look this up, but I think that is about time when the imitation bacon flavor was perfected. So you could just get bacon flavor as an extract.
Yeah.
And so then they were like, bacon and everything, bacon cookies, bacon.
Floodgates were open.
Yeah. Fry bacon in your office. Oh my God. So Jeremy, I was like, okay, I'm kind of clogging things up. Maybe we should move to a room with more space. So they're like, great.
You're moving the bacon around.
We're moving the bacon around, but we're also moving also the pancakes.
No.
So we were like, okay, well, where is there more space that nobody's using? And at that time, there was like a really big open room that was for like classes or conferences, and they had plenty of tables in there. So we moved the operation in there, plug it back in, turn on the bacon.
You're moving the bacon smell around the office.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, it was just like across the hall.
All I see is the smell from the bacon and the griddle
moving. The stink lines coming off and just going up people's noses, and then they're like, woo, and then they float across the floor on the stink
like in the
lines.
Cartoons.
Yeah.
Right? Because in the cartoons, they always fly through the register over to the mouse or the cat or whatever.
Right. And they're like, oh no, I'm vegan. Not anymore.
Yeah. I'm not in control of my own appetite. I'm going to go get it.
Yes. And there's a bacon for everyone. Blah, blah, blah. No. So that seemed like a good idea. But now you're right. We are just wafting the bacon around everywhere. But then people are like, ooh, bacon.
I picture people flying around with their nose in the air. Following you guys around.
Yeah. I mean, people do that all the time just around me because I smell so good. But when I've got bacon, hello, boys, it's double. That's why
double.
That's why I have that bacon deodorant when I go on dates.
Beat them off with a stick.
It's like being Miss Piggy in a sweat farm. No, okay, so you can see the wafting is happening. Mm-hmm. Breakfast is like, because it's kind of through a couple hours of the day in the morning. So, and also nobody's really working that hard on the day before Thanksgiving. It's a Wednesday. So then we move it into the conference room and we start frying up the bacon. And then it occurs to us as the smoke alarm starts going off that maybe this room is not designed for frying f-ing bacon. So.
The smoke alarm is going off?
Yeah. So the smoke alarm goes off. Fortunately, no sprinklers go off. Oh my goodness. But the smoke alarm goes off. And so, and there's...
Did you burn the bacon?
I did not care at that point because there's like 30 people in this office that now have to evacuate the whole office. Fortunately, there weren't hundreds. But on that day, there were... Yeah. Liz is making a real point. She's like, people will remember me because of my bacon. Oh yeah, they will.
Who is this? She's really making a name for herself.
Yeah, so the fire alarm is going off and we're like, what the? And I like unplug the bacon. I'm realizing maybe I can come back to the bacon, but really bacon is over for the day because everyone now has to go outside in this, what is a fire drill, I guess. And we're trying to figure out how to turn off the fire alarm. So someone's calling the building and it's loud and there's bacon smell everywhere now. And I'm just like, oh, I was just trying to be cool and fit in. And then they're like,
well, at least your deodorant's fitting in, right? Because now nobody can smell your bacon deodorant because you just smell like bacon.
Yeah, I smell like bacon and I am sweating a lot because I'm aware now that everyone's looking at me and they're like, no bacon is worth this. And then they're like, okay, we called the building. They've turned off the alarm. Oh, thank God. Yes, but unfortunately, we can't tell the fire department not to come here because if the alarm goes off, they have to arrive. So the firefighters come. And the good thing, though, was they were all hot firefighters, like even the ladies. It was great. And it was like early enough morning. You know, it's November. It's like kind of cold outside. Mm-hmm. And apparently when they got the call, everyone was in the shower at the same time. Very suspicious. Because they get out of the fire truck and they're all steaming because it's cold and they just had showers. Oh, so like literally gosh. Hot, steaming firefighters are getting out of the car.
You are so bad.
They're coming and they're like, hello, fire. And my like mouth has hit the floor of like, not only are these beautiful people who obviously work hard to look beautiful and be strong and save me from fires, but they're like hot. They're like steaming to the point where I'm like, you see this too, right? This isn't just my own fantasy. Like instead of them turning into a hot dog because I'm hungry, you've turned into like a smoking firefighter who is on fire for me.
You've got bacon and you have steamy hot firefighters.
Exactly.
What more could you want right there?
Part of it would like a bag to hide my head in so that nobody could ever see me again and a new job. So then I was like, this is great. And then I remember now not everyone was in the room. Someone has to explain what happened to the firefighters.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that hello, you? Mr. Is that you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Look, because they're like, hey, I wasn't in the room. What happened exactly? Because some people don't know.
Who was in the room? Liz was in the room when it happened.
Bacon Liz, the bacon lady. No, I'm not gonna have a bacon. Set the building on fire. Bacon.
Did they call you bacon lady from then on out?
Well,
maybe.
Sometimes I was the bacon lady. I was probably more like bacon girl, which is even more like both of those are not great, but that one's more insulting. I was the admin, I guess. So just like there's nothing wrong with being the admin, but they treated it like I was the new kid and technically I was new and everyone else had been there for at least 2 years because this is the first hire they'd had in 2 years. So I was trying so hard to fit into the cool kids club. And instead of that, I started a new club, the Bacon Arson Club. You should join my club where we burn things down with bacon and it smells great. So it was so bad. It's that I had to tell this firefighter who, you know, probably tomorrow on Thanksgiving is bandaging up children because a turkey exploded and there's like I mean I just imagine at that moment there are houses burning down somewhere and I'm like, no, bacon lady, please, had another incident, come over, help me. Would you like some bacon? Because I offered the bacon. I offered the bacon because I didn't know what to say and they looked at me like I was insane. I was like, Did you want to get on this burning action? Did you want to burn something down?
Try my bacon first. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's worth it.
But like, I needed to make more bacon to give the bacon. And it was like, like being at a fire that you burned down the house and you're roasting marshmallows. You're like, you want to get on this? you tried? Arson's great. Oh my gosh. So it was so embarrassing. As the entire company is watching me and I'm having to explain to the firefighters and of course people who didn't know what happened are kind of standing around.
Outside now. Cold. Is it cold? Is it one of those pre?
Yeah, right? Freezing cold. Yeah. And I'm like, well.
Did you get?
Funny story.
Did you get in trouble?
No, I mean, not like work trouble, but like socially trouble.
You were no longer.
I was now a pariah. I was the bacon pariah of the company.
Did nobody sit by you during office lunch hour?
No, I mean, not for a few days. While it still smelled of bacon, it was really hard to get my reputation back. And then, so the whole place smelled like bacon for a while. And then the meeting room only smelled like bacon. Like, even when the kitchen had sort of dissipated and you're like trying to have these professional meetings with clients and you know they're looking on their face like.
Right? What's that smell? Why does it smell like bacon?
Is that bacon? That would be a weird thing to smell in a corporate office. Oh my gosh. So that is why I no longer eat bacon. No, but the moral of this, so that was basically how the story ended, is everyone's outside cold, like annoyed, don't know why they're outside. It's like just a chill day. Everyone's like talking about Thanksgiving.
And you're ostracized from this entire company from here on out.
Well, yeah. I mean, I earned my way back up, but it took a while.
Is that another story?
Yes. Well, at Christmas, I decided to roast hot dogs. No. Oh, I made a ham. I wanted it to be fresh, so I brought a pig in. And
I'm trying to think of some Christmas food you could have made for Christmas breakfast. That would have been equally
worse. Yeah. I could throw eggs at the wall until they started cooking. I don't know, but it was...
Rotten eggs. You brought rotten eggs or something.
I brought rotten eggs. I might as well have. Bacon... Mm. There was a period of time that people were not as excited about bacon in their lives, and that was because of me and the special talents I have.
Was there at least like an outlier group, you know, like rebels you could have befriended?
Well, I kind of did, because there was another guy who was making pancakes on the other skillet, and the two of us together went over into the conference room to set up. But it did not occur to us that there would be a different system of sensing fires in the meeting rooms than there would be in the kitchen.
And the ventilation system is probably very different.
Right, exactly. I'm just glad also that the sprinklers didn't go off. Because bacon grease, yeah, that smoke can be pretty intense. Oh my gosh. So eventually I left, so I'm no longer there and I'm no longer bacon lady.
How long did you last there until you left?
After that?
Yeah.
I think I was another 9 months at that company and then I quit. So I probably read around the time that I was getting out of being bacon lady, I was like, bacon lady's all I know. I have to leave now before.
I can't go. Sausage lady? No, doesn't have the same effect.
No. Mm-mm. I'm the bacon lady. Oh, man. It's like, it's the moment when the firefighters show up, like the cool moment out of a movie that had been happening with slow motion and like a little fuzzy focus. It like ended with them coming to me and me being like, you know how you roll in the shower? I guess you weren't putting out fires. Good thing, because I'd hate for a house to burn it down. And you're like, bacon lady. I wish I was not here now. Can I just disappear? And they're like, yeah, Liz, you were there. What? And so I had to then.
I would have been like, me and Pancake Man. Where's Pancake Man? We need to find Pancake Man.
You need to find Pancake Man. Oh my gosh.
He was in there doing something while I was there.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
I don't know what set these fire alarms off. Oh my gosh.
That would be amazing. Oh, it was so bad, because it was like I was trying to ingratiate myself. I was trying to like become part of their culture by appreciating their customs and then outdoing it.
It backfired. Yeah.
Just trying to show off with my bacon powers. And then
I love it.
Backfired into smoke, into the ceiling.
I feel like the best part of the story for me, and I hate to say this, but might be the fact that the first thing you said was, what would you cook? And I'm like, if I wanted to be
devious, right?
I would do bacon. Because it would smell and it would go crazy. Yeah. And the grease spatters everywhere. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
It's a mess.
And you smell like it. You smell like it all day. And yes, bacon's great. I love bacon just as much as the next person, right? But do I want to smell like bacon all day?
If you do, I have a deodorant brand to recommend.
Bacon.
I was expecting, when I asked you that, I was expecting you to say something reasonable, but it was hilarious that you were like, I would do this to be evil. And I was like, it's funny that you know that that would be evil.
I realized that. And you were like dead quiet. And so I thought this was the whole coffee thing. You haven't had enough coffee, because I'm like, this is really bad. This is good. And then really, then it occurred to me.
Well,
when you said that, I was like, no way. I just
You didn't ruin it. You was a yes and, but that was why I was silent, not because I was like,
because you're still embarrassed. I know,
because of my extreme bacon shame.
Yeah, I would have totally blamed Pancake Guy, or I at least would have been like, "Where's Pancake Guy? We were doing this together." Pancake Guy, what should we tell him?
Yeah, I was like, don't set me up for that. Because that's also another tip. You're new to the company. You're trying to fit in. Start blaming people who've been there longer than you.
It's a fine line. It's not blaming. It's more, let's get more people involved so it's not just me in the middle of the circle. You know?
Which is smart. But if those subtleties were things I could grasp at that time, I think we would have avoided the bacon incident altogether.
Totally. Totally.
Oh, my gosh.
So what's the moral of the story?
I did not make bacon again at the office ever. Mm-mm. So maybe the moral is when it's fried meats day, like maybe you need to just be the person who brings the butter.
That's it. Yeah. Bring the secondary support grease. No, don't bring butter. I bring a spray can.
Oh, a spray can. Yeah. When it's asked for grease, bring the spray. Right. If it's pancake day, bring some maple syrup. Or plates even.
Yeah.
Don't try to show off when you're new at the company and be the best bacon lady.
No.
Be the best spork lady.
Yeah.
Or maple syrup lady.
Yeah.
Or at least be aware of when things catch on fire and how temperatures work. Just... And smells. Also how smells work. Just basically meat.
Grease fire.
Greasy meats in an office environment. Bacon Liz. It's my new superhero.
Anything cooked. Just stick with simple room temperature food.
Yeah, it's great. It doesn't need to, you know, this does inspire me for my new comic book villain, Bacon Liz, who runs around making things smell like bacon and sets tiny, tiny fires in offices.
You can't use your name in the comic book. It's got to be Bacon Lady.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's her secret identity is Bacon Lady.
Because you have a concealed identity. Yes.
Her legal name is Liz Bacon. Bacon is her last name.
Liz Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Like how serious you're taking this.
Ms. Liz Bacon. What would Liz Bacon's middle name or initial be?
Liz B. Bacon. B. It's got to be B. Come on.
Liz B. Bacon. It's bacon time. What Liz be doing? Liz B. Bacon. Your face. Oh my gosh.
So the moral of the story is don't cook bacon at the office.
Don't cook bacon at the office, I think, is a really good moral.
I think sausage, too. Any smelly meat.
Yeah, so just like limit yourself on the fried meats that you cook at the office.
Yeah.
Unless you work at a place like a barbecue joint where your job is literally to cook meats at the office.
Greasy food.
Because if that is your job, you should do that. So there you go. That is how Liz celebrates Thanksgiving in her culture.
Uh-huh. By making bacon. You ready?
No, I'm not. But Liz be bacon.
And Liz be taken.
Oh, Liz be ready for the ending.
Liz be dying of course. Okay. Thanks for joining us. I'm your co-host, Jeremy.
And I'm Liz.
Have a great week. And go bake a story.
Go make a story. Go bake a story. Go make a story.
Go bake a story.
Go make a story. Oh, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Like, it's a moment when the firefighters show up and it was like slow motion. They're all getting out of their cars and then just muscles and steam off of them, walking over in slow motion. And they're like, hey. And I'm like, hey. And then they're like, so what happened? And then it's like, record scratch.
For a minute, this could be redeemed.
I wish I was not here now.